But the explosion and this shift or skewing of energy policy during the previous 4 years really has put more pressure on farm country as we look at use of prime farm ground. But when it comes to transmission, you know, how do you put a price tag on a piece of property that you don't want to sell? And that's the conversation we're having in Missouri, particularly around the Grain Belt Express. That conversation started a decade ago when a merchant transmission line was proposed to run from western Kansas to transport wind energy to the Indiana line, and then ultimately to get it to the lucrative East Coast, where there's this insatiable demand for green energy, right, in New York City, Boston, other areas. And unfortunately, from that conversation starting in Missouri, you know, farmers and landowners, our land was just looked at as pass-through country for them to run their project all for their private gain. And it took them in Missouri not one, not two, but finally three attempts to get approval from our respective public service commission to ultimately get condemnation and eminent domain authority that opened the door for them to condemn property. So now you've got roughly 50 plus condemnation proceedings happening in court, landowners being taken to court, fighting an out-of-state company that wants them to house infrastructure, not just house infrastructure, but live, look at, work around this infrastructure, not just for the rest of their lives, but the remainder of their kids' lives, and to not make a dime off of it other than what they get from the condemnation part of the process. We believe that's wrong, that they're going to profit on these folks' backs for decades to come.